My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I drywalled a house this winter with some very large rooms. One of the ceilings measured 24 by 20 and was rocked with 5/8 drywall. What that meant for me was there was no getting around butt seams. The long edges of drywall have a taper to allow for tape and mud. The short 4-foot edges have no taper. When those untapered edges are against each other, that's a butt seam. Butt seams are problematic. Having no taper, the mud and tape create a mound. I'm going to describe to you a decent way to get around that. It will change your life. Well, maybe not, but it pleases me and may please you. Butt boards. Butt boards are a simple technique that allows you to create a hollow at the butts. Make your butt boards out of dimensionally stable stock, such as plywood, OSB, or Advantech. You want them about 10 inches wide and shorter than your full butt width. A 4-foot butt gets a 47-inch butt board. On each long edge of your 47-inch by 10-inch butt board, attach a 1-inch wide strip of heavy poster board or a 1-inch wide rip 1/16 of an inch thick. When you rock your ceiling, your butt seams need to fall between the joists or strapping. On walls, the butt seams need to fall between the studs. Attach your first sheet to the nailers. Fasten the butt board to the back of your first sheet centered on the butt board. The side of your butt board with the poster board or wood edge shims goes against the back of your drywall. In other words, the shim side faces you. Fasten the butt board securely with screws through the drywall into the butt board. Use 2 rows of screws, 1 row 1 inch in from the edge, the other 4 inches in. Space your screws about 5 inches apart. Put the next sheet up, keeping a gap between the butt ends of about 1/8 to 1/4 of an inch. When you hang this sheet, wait to fasten to the butt board and the nailer closest to the butt board last. So attach the rest of this second sheet, followed by securely attaching the butt edge to the butt board, and lastly, the nailer closest to the butt. If it's a short length of 5/8 drywall, wetting it helps the bend. If you place a flat edge against the surface across the butt, you should have a nice hollow for mud and tape. I prefer a setting type compound for at least the first coat on the butts. Don't let anyone ever say, "We don't have your butt covered here at Community Radio." Help cover ours with your generous financial support. Give us a call at 1-800-643-6273. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.